Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Hi, good morning. It's me again, Chuck. And welcome to Worryless Wednesday. Before I read the gospel today, I just want to say Happy December, everyone. It's the last month of the year. I hope that this December, your life will be full of happiness, love, success, and healing. The gospel for today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 29-37. At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain, and sat down there. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind able to see. And they glorified the God of Israel. Jesus summoned his disciple and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, for they may collapse on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where could we get ever enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied, "and a few fish." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up fragments left over 7 baskets full. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today's gospel gave me 3 lessons. The first is when Jesus was sitting and resting, and then people started to come to him, bringing the blind, the lame, and asking him to heal them. How many of us are on our rest day is needed by someone? To the point na inintay mo yung araw na yun para magpahinga, then suddenly a friend came asking for your help, or even a colleague from work. Diba, it's kind of irritating. Na parang, pahinga ko to eh, bakit ba nila ako kinukulit? But if you will see how Jesus did it, instead of being irritated by the people disturbing his rest, they healed them. Pinakain pa niya. I think it is really hard to become like him, to be as loving and caring as him. That's the first lesson I am reflecting while reading the gospel today. The second lesson is Jesus worrying, sending his people hungry that they may collapse along the way. Jesus is always like that to us. He will never leave our hand, neither our stomach nor our heart empty. He always worries about us more than himself. And at the end, he will surely provide, whether we believe it or not, whether we expect it or not, whether we accept it or not. Jesus, he will always provide. The last lesson was when the disciples was worrying where they will get food. I think most of us can relate on this part. Even though we know Jesus can provide, even though we know Jesus will never leave us nor forsake us, we still doubt Him. We still doubt His providence. We still doubt His love for us. Not because we don't believe in Jesus' power, but because we don't believe we are worthy enough for that providence. Friend, are you lacking something in life now? Do you think that maybe He is not giving you what you want or what you need? May today's gospel be a reminder to all of us that He will never let us collapse along the way. Listen to your heart. Look at your surroundings. Maybe He has provided you what you need. Maybe you already have what you need, but you are too blinded, looking or waiting for something else. Have a worryless Wednesday, everyone. God bless your heart always.